fully understand the testimony about Rome, because it's something that we need to understand before the end. Now, if you understand some of the other histories and controversies about Daniel 11 that have taken place in Adventism, this verse here becomes extremely important, because you'll find that Uriah Smith, when he comes to verse 36 of Daniel 11, he begins to identify the French Revolution time period, and verse 36 to 39 and onward, he's talking about the, he identifies it as the French Revolution, and by the time he gets to verse 40, he's identifying the King of the South and the King of the North in verse 40 as literal Egypt and the literal area of Babylon. And there are many in Adventism that don't have any a historical understanding of the controversies that have went on about Daniel 11, but it's at this point that a division comes in Adventism. Let's say it that way. Verse 36 and onward, according to Uriah Smith, French Revolution, literal application of the powers that are identified all the way to the end, whereas the another understanding is verse 36 and onward is simply a further elaboration of the papacy. Everyone agrees that in verse 35 and prior to that, the papacy has come into the narrative, and some, as I believe, that the papacy is just further identified in verse 36, 37, 38, 39, and that in verse 40, the King of the North is the papacy, spiritual Babylon, the King of the South, atheism, spiritual entities, and this opposes Uriah Smith's position. Now, this is a controversy in Adventism that isn't new. This is a controversy that you can trace back at minimum to James White and Uriah Smith, and there's controversy about their controversy. And by that I mean Uriah Smith at one point gave a sermon identifying the King of the North as at that time Turkey, and the very next day James White got up in the same sanctuary and identified the King of the North as the papacy. And Sister White rebuked James White for doing that. Now, she never rebuked James White for his position about the King of the North. She rebuked him for bringing an argument into the public forum within the church. Now, many who believe that Uriah Smith is correct